Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
And Africa will be saved. 11 after 2 is your time. And Africa will be safe. Moses, okay, Mfundis is going to help me with that one. Mutundine.
That's it.
Mfundisi, thank you so much for that. Bringing us to 11 after 2, your time here on Radio Pulpit, my family. So here is the nation's quiz very quickly. God bless our homeland is the anthem of this country. Freedom and justice is the motto. And Mfundisi tells me that, you know, they had an unfortunate incident in the AFCON. I'm sorry, everybody knows it.
I didn't really think you'd put it in there. But
no, I wanted to be easy. I really wanted to be easy. That's the nation's quiz, my family. Very quickly, the nation's quiz, we are praying and we are traveling to this country. Its anthem is God Bless Our Homeland. Its country motto is freedom and justice, and they were dealt with a bit of a blow in the AFCON Cup of Nations that is currently underway. What country are we praying for? That we will get your answers on 0826572729. But right now, we welcome our family on the line. Good afternoon. It's Radio Pulpit.
Mananai and Afshin.
Afshini Papa. Ahe. Mfundisi, don't help me. I have Papa Minjani.
I took it.
Na kenza.
Inkomo, awe yabona ukuthi uyakwazi ukukhuluma. Uyakwazi ukukhuluma bona,
uyabona. I'm learning, tata.
And nami ndiyathetha.
That's one exactly. I was so challenged last week, particularly last week. But thank you, niphilile tata.
Hayi, akonto man, akonto mhlonzo wami.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay.
Now, go find this corner, Dad.
Tata, namasako, nafshe.
Afshe, Papa Minjani.
Ipfukile njani,
Papa? Ah, swikahle mani, kenza ngopfu.
Inkomo. Inkinga ku status sami mfundisi wami. Ngithi ngangibhale ku status ukuthi na sithemba noma kungathembisi. Ngoba uthembisile, uthembakele. Uyasiqonda le statement.
Yeah.
Lo ukhulumile was tested. Angokuthi asazothembeka. Already uthembakele. So noma ngaba umathisi yeJoburg noma singathatha sibheka eSouth. Njengoba mina ngilife uso sibheka eSouth ngathi idirection iya eNatal. But njengoba yena uthesi yeDebtsia eJoburg.
Sure.
Noma ngasika semijika ngase Eastern Cape orangeke Mozambique orangeke Swaziland akusalayi uthesiya eJoburg akusalayi nizophelela lapho.
Sure.
Ukuthi ngisika kanjani is not my problem, it's not my business. Akusalayi lo ukhulumile lo uthesi yeJoburg akazokujika. Kungakho lapha ku Numbers chapter 19:23 athi uNkulunkulu akusumuntu ukuthi ajike and akusindodana yomuntu ukuthi ajinje imicabango. KuMalachi chapter 3:6 lithi iBhayibhele I am God, I change not. Whatever I khuluma iwedo ufike ebusuku, wedo ufike emini, wedo ufika sewena uphethwe ubuthongo or udakiwe yena akadakwanga. He's always sober like God.
Amen.
Because he's not sober like judge, because judges sometimes get drunk. You understand? Uthembekile lo Nkulunkulu.
Yeah.
So sibonga le Nkulunkulu, but kuba nenkinga ke kithi wena mfundisi ukuthi sisebenzisa i-faith in a wrong way.
Yes.
Le faith lela sithi siyazi ukuthi na iBhayibhele lithi na you are blessed going in and out, all these things are yours, you are on top, you are not at the bottom, you are in front, you are what. Then okay, we are more than a conqueror, we are riches. Hey, sometimes Deuteronomy chapter 28:1-13. Sometimes Deuteronomy chapter 30:16-19. Yeah, so I kind of confess that, isn't it? Then okay, we sit singa eight. Faith without action is dead.
It's dead.
Sure. Andlula ke utate masakon. Andlula ngemoto. Siphombe thina bazana. That is my being in the name of Jesus. Angeke ulithole. Angeke impela angeke ize yize ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi after you have confessed, take a step of faith and do something. Sininkinga ukhomba ama BM yabantu, sikhomba ama MCD. Siyami ngekhamera ka Jesu yami awusebenzi. Angeke yiwe le moto. Isikhathi samana sifile. Uma uthi le BM yami, mangibeke namanga abayitamati inyana ke straten and thengisa ngizothenga le BM. Uma ngithi in rich in Christ, I must do something, I must act. That is why better is faith without action. Yifile. Inkosi Musa Mayibusisi baba Xikwembu asimigatekisi.
Kenza ngophuma papa na hina.
Inkomo papa.
Wow, siyabulela. Inkosi
mama yanda. Ndiyabulela man.
Ndiyabulela inkosi. Siyabulela tata. Very, very powerful thoughts coming through this afternoon, Mfundisi. The calls are coming in thick and fast. Mfundisi VTJ Masakona is in studio this afternoon. Radio Pulpit, good afternoon.
Mshikani, Vanavamani, Manana Squamba, Nasprint, you are a papa.
Aye, mama. Aye,
papa. Aye, papa. Aye, aye. I am the Mzanamelu Shuguti Mangi in Shikan, Uku Inko, Maman,
Inko,
Kafusheriwa.
Mama, please. Okay, Mama, please repeat that. Inko, Mo?
Inkomo
ibuta
na cancer kufusheriwa.
Oh, okay. Na cancer kufusheriwa inkomo mane na cancer kufusheriwa. Ah, mane.
It means I was not drunk or mad. Whenever I remember when I was growing up, I said, God, please don't give me a drunkard man. I want to get married in church. God, please choose a house for me today. I am in spread you, although I'm a widow. But I thank God. Because whatever I say,
came to pass.
For me.
Yeah.
Oh, I even mentioned one day, I said, God, if I get a job, I don't like a boss. I want everything to be okay. You know what? I say, my God.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Misalaka, she says, it's a pusher sanam duga niri.
Dickens and
bless you so much, Mama Skomban. You know what, Bazalani? No, listen, Mfundisi, we will remember these days, ne?
Yeah.
When I am a fluent speaker.
I can't wait for the fluency.
Listen, it's
going
to come.
The fluency,
I'm telling you, it's gonna come. It's definitely gonna come. There's a reason why, there's a reason why I'm learning all these languages right now. So I'm just really happy. Really, really, really happy.
I love the enthusiasm, by the way.
Yeah,
as
no,
a commendation.
No, but let me thank you, Mfundisi.
Yeah.
So the last on the list, so it's French, it's now Tonga,
yes.
Swahili.
Yeah.
And the last on the list is definitely going to be Venda. And the reason why I'm saying Venda is because I know I'm gonna pick up Venda very easily if I can just get through Tonga.
Then you'll be sorted. You'll be home and dry.
Oh, my family, what a time. And so, Mfundisi, just to conclude our conversation this afternoon, Mams Kwambana is saying something very powerful, right? That she believed for it.
Yes, yes.
And she believed the one whom she knew is going to deliver.
Yes.
And it happened.
I think more than anything, and what Mams Kwambana said and our previous caller as well said was so profound. And I think from our previous, from our first caller, my take home is the fact that even though I know that the direction is the wrong one, I know who said it.
That's right.
And I want to say to you know, to everybody that's listening this this afternoon, that never let the what override your relationship with the who. Once the what overrides the relationship, we're in trouble. But you said you will give me. No. Focus on you, on the who said. And sure. That's why the Bible says that even the heroes of faith that we're looking up to, most of them or some of them, they saw the promise from afar, but they never attained it. But the Bible says they died in the faith. They died believing because they knew who is the one that has said this word. And it's important for us to be able to really solidify our relationship with God more than his blessings. To really solidify our relationship with God more than his blessings. Because the enemy, I think the other day, it was a post that you brought back the other day, that the enemy can actually temporarily
distract you.
Yeah. He will find your temporary comfort for the sake of to kill
the
your purpose.
Eternal.
The eternal glory that waits.
Shut.
And the enemy is very good at trading off the what things. Giving you the riches, giving you everything so that you can forget about the who.
And if you will bow down and worship me, I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth.
That's it. Because it has been given to me to give. So God gave it. Said, no, give whatever you want to give. Again, the same with the trade-off with Job. Sure. Remember, it was the what versus the who. Do you think he's just worshiping you? No. He's not just, it's because you are protecting him. He knows that if he does not worship you, his protection is gone. He's worshiping you. Take away the protection and you will see him not worship you anymore.
Wow.
But Job proved the enemy wrong. And may the Lord help us that in these last days where we're sitting right now, me and you prove the enemy wrong. The enemy is saying that the only reason he's worshiping is because his car is still okay. Let the car break down, but my relationship does not break down. The enemy is saying he's worshiping you because he's got his pockets full. Let the pockets be empty, but my spirit is full with the Holy Spirit. And I can stand and testify that my what has not superseded the who I am in relation with. And it is extremely important that we actually solidify our foundation with the Lord. Not the things that the Lord can do. Not the things that he can do, but with the Lord himself. And today, if you can forget anything we've touched on, or you can forget whatever we might have spoken on. If you want to remain faithful to the end, solidify a relationship with the one. With Christ himself. With the Lord Jesus Christ. And you shall be faithful to the end. Because remember, why we want you to be faithful to the end is because storms will come along the way. Because the end is not nigh for most of us. Mm. It might be very far, but the storms do not distract me and take me out of the path of what I'm supposed to go to, or of who I'm supposed to get to, which is Christ. And the ultimate thing that God wants to do is that what was in Eden before the fall is what he wants to see.
Mm.
That we are sitting together with him. No sin. No sickness,
no
shame, no tears,
no night, no day,
nothing, nothing. We can just, I can just say, "Excel God," and he's right next to me.
Hola.
You know, and hola, what's happening? What's going down, man? How's your day today?
Yeah.
And we start that communion that was from the beginning.
Mm.
He wants to reinstate that. And let us not get caught up by all these things. I mean, many of us, and I'm going to say this concerning myself, many of us, we can get so caught up with the following of people that we forget to follow.
Christ, come on, Mfundisi, come on.
We can get so distracted by the amount of applause that are clapping us away from God. That are clapping us away from relationship with
him. Come on, amen.
That we can end up being so cognizant about how to keep every other applause comfortable, and we forget to actually keep our relationship with the Lord comfortable.
We forget to appease the one who actually calls us in fellowship with the crowd.
That's it. And you must remember that what he has said is not affirmed by who follows you. What he has said is what he has said.
Yeah, Mfundisi, you've got this thing of wanting to say all these big things when we have to leave. Wow, that is everything. So what, I mean, that stung.
Yeah.
That stung completely.
Yeah.
In fact.
No, go.
I'm just thinking that even the scripture that we read.
Yes.
You know, he's speaking to Ezekiel and he's saying, I'm sending you, but I'm telling you now, they won't listen.
They won't listen. They won't listen.
But so, I'm sending you.
So what you must look for is not their listening to confirm I've spoken to you. No. Don't be confused. The fact that they're not listening does not make you doubt what I've said to you.
Because when we focus, Mfundisi, on reactions,
yes,
you know, and responses,
yes,
we lose our mileage of being faithful until the end.
You've said it perfectly.
Because
well,
the issue here is the end.
Yeah, perfectly.
Finish
well,
strong.
Finish strong.
There's a scripture which we absolutely must read. I must find it, Mfundisi. It is in 2 Timothy.
Yeah.
It had better come through. You know, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for your word. The one about the race.
I hope it's not what we're opening next week. 2 Timothy chapter 4.
It's possible.
Verse number 6. 2:8. I'm assuming.
About the race?
Yeah. That I've fought the good fight of faith. I've finished the race.
No.
Is that what we're looking
so
for?
So this one is probably 1 Timothy. It is the one where Paul says to Timothy, the one who competes in a race.
Ah, does not get entangled with civilian affairs. I'm going to tell you right now.
Fundisi, point number one. And point number two, right?
Yeah.
The one who competes in a race.
Yes.
It's
runs
not
so that he can win
and
finish.
Mfundisi, another version said, the one who competes in a race,
yes,
it's not just about competing,
yes,
but they win because they compete according
to
the
rules.
Rules.
That's it, man. That's it. That is just...
Sure.
It just shuts it down. It just honestly shuts it down. I think it should be 1 Timothy. I'm going to tell
we
you.
We will
Nana.
Find it. Whilst Mfundisi is looking for it, my family, Bonolo says, yeah. Ayanda, can you hear it? Can you hear the whip? I'm like, yes, it's cracking.
Hello, Auntie B.
What's up, Auntie B? No, the whip is definitely doing its work. Yeah. And yeah, we thank God. You know, I just want to share this, Mfundisi, while you find that scripture and before we cross over to pray for our nations.
Yes.
My sister is currently in hospital.
Mm.
And you know, we were worried and, you know, it's just been a stressful period between Christmas and now. It's been really, really, really stressful. You know, she's got three kids, but two young kids and stuff like that. And so the other day she called me the night before yesterday, you know. But yesterday we had a really long conversation and she called me her testimony moved me so much.
Sure.
She said the day before yesterday, doctors, you know, were really stressed. They were working and they didn't know how to. It was like a do or die situation for her, you know.
Yeah.
And she says that at that moment when the doctors were struggling for almost 5 hours with her.
Sure.
You know, she had an experience where they shifted her to her right. And she says she looked up and through the window she saw the sea. She's in Durban, right? And Uti, immediately when I saw the sea, it was like a trickling of events where I realized the sea is nature. Nature responds to God. That means God is here. Uti, for her, that was her thought process.
Wow.
And the minute she knew that God was in there, everything changed, including her health.
So what you're telling me is that at that point in time, they were still struggling with her. But the fact that she knew that God is in there.
Fundisi. The end of this testimony, she says to me, Ayanda, as a mom to young kids, I have been crying to God for time out. And right now, suddenly, out of the blue, from that experience, they moved her into her own ward. And now she's experiencing five-star treatment. And it's everything. Uti, listen, I am on holiday. When I cry and I say my arm is sore, I have five people coming to check the five
at the
fingers.
Hospital.
Are you hearing what I'm trying to say to you?
Jeez.
So it was not about the situation.
Wow.
It's not about where she's at. It is about who has arrived on the scene.
Man. 2 Timothy chapter number 2.
I'm telling you, Mfundisi, it has been incredible. And we are not going to leave this one without praying.
Sure.
And what we are really praying for here, Mfundisi, is the ability to hear the one who calls.
Yeah.
It is the ability to stand until the end.
That is it. Father, we want to come before your presence. And we want to honor you that you've reminded us yet again that our destination is not a place. our destination is not a thing. Our destination is not a car or a house or anything like that. But our destination is you. And that, Lord, we run facing, fixing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, that we don't lose sight of the mark. We don't lose sight of the direction. We don't lose sight of the ultimate goal. Lord, we pray that, mighty God, we don't get distracted by the little offerings that the enemy wants to give us. Riches on this earth, he wants to give us. He wants to give us fame on this earth. We don't get distracted by those, oh God. But Lord, Father, we wake up and we are awakened to know that the who is more important than the what. We run towards the Father. We run towards the Savior, and we make sure that the end, at the end of it all, my faith gets me approved by the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. And I pray that, Lord, even for a brother or a sister that needs to come back from the what, that needs to be taken back from the what and come back to focusing on who is my Savior and who is the one that has called me, let them come back, oh Father, and not even find that there's judgment or anything, but let us embrace them and bring them back to you, that, Lord, eventually we are faithful to the end. In the precious and wonderful name of Jesus, we give honor and glory unto you, for you are faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for having spent your afternoon. As we really appreciated our conversations, you know. They are so challenging from week to week, you know. It's like you really need more time to just absorb everything. So thank you so much, Papa Jeremiah. Thank you so much coming through with that scripture. So it's 2 Timothy chapter 2.
From verse number 3.
From verse number 3. Yeah. Do you want to read it before we let you go?
Let's go. Yeah. Verse number 3 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. You therefore must endure hardship as a soldier of Christ. Mm-hmm. As a good soldier, rather, of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this
come
life,
on.
That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Verse number 5, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Verse number 6, the Bible says the hardworking farmer must be the first to partake of the crops.
I'm fundis, you know, we can finish it. Amen. No other way. No other way. We're back with you next week.
Yep.
100%. Awesome stuff. Thank you so much, my family. That is Mfundisi Masakona joining us here in studio every Wednesday between 1:30 and 2:30. And we try and make it 2:30 as best as we can. On the other side of this, we are going to be praying for the nations. But right now, we are crossing over to do the traffic.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.